Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our question and answer series, Dr. Bloom was talking about watching our live services on our live stream, but stating that if at all possible, you should be in your local church.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
So let me pick up now back in my answer to this lady. I said, a physical ailment or some other situation that required you to stay home, if you can go, then go to church. You can catch us live stream at centralbaptistocala.org, or you can listen to our live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or other mechanisms, or you can listen by your smartphone to the service. And they are streamed on our smartphone, either visibly or just audibly through our website and through the app on your phone. Or there may be other mechanisms that you can use. Some people watch our services in the way they have their computers connected to their TV. So again, all of those helps you to get it in there 24/7, our radio station. I announced that earlier, but I want to go on with this. The services are all on it on Eastern times, Sunday 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Wednesday night 7 o'clock p.m. You should go to your own church and support it. But if not near a Bible preaching church, then I invite you to visit us via radio or internet. This listener's letter is for a sermon she heard me preach that morning. She wrote, "Awesome sermon, Pastor, but could you please explain if we're predestined? Then isn't God creating people to go to hell and to eternally suffer for his glory as well?" Well, my answer is the predestined is a call on each person's life. We have a free will to accept or reject. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Then the first words of the next verse, verse 10, "But the day of the Lord will come." In other words, if you reject, then you will face that. So, when it says he's not willing that any should perish, that is, he's not willing that any should go to hell, which was prepared for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41, not for man, but men will go there. But for us to come to repentance was his will. Being created in his image, which is a spirit, we have a free will to accept or reject it. I believe, for example, that counting the loss deals with Christians who God wanted to reward for his call on their life, but they never sought it or fulfilled what he wanted them to do. Oh, they got saved, but they are saved so as by fire. Revelation 3:5 says he will not blot out their name out of the book of life. Now, since he would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, we know that by the word of God, and 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Okay. Those two passages says it's God's will that we'd all be saved, that are men, that are human beings, okay? So again, the name blotted out would be those who didn't receive Christ, but their name was written from the foundation of the world in the Lamb's Book of Life. It is His will they would all be saved. Therefore, it was preordained, or predestined, if you wish. But the free will of God's Spirit, which they were created in God's image, which is Spirit, that free will they have, allowed them to seek God to be saved when there was an opportunity, or to reject it. And if they did not seek Him and receive Him, their name is blotted out. Love is not something that happens that one can't overcome. Rather, it's a lifetime free will choice of someone. As they tell a spouse in marriage, I don't love you anymore. And so, I want to find somebody else, or I have somebody else. Now, when he speaks of not loving, he speaks of his infatuation, his lust, his infatuation. That is usually drawn away by his lust. Love in marriage is a lifetime choice. It is a lifetime commitment. The choice of love is not a feeling. To love Christ is not a feeling. Rather, it is a life choice that lasts regardless of what goes on in our lives. God's love is forever. Although I fail Him so often, He loves me, but He never supports me to do evil. John 3:16 is His choice, for God so loved the world, not specific people in the world, all of them, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Our choice is a love choice as well. In John 1:12, but as many as received Him. Now, it sounds like to receive means you chose to. But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. The next verse says, which were born. Not of blood, you're not born a Christian, nor of the will of the flesh, not that, oh man, I just worked this hard and I earned it, because it's not of works, lest any man should boast. Nor of the will of man. Oh, they've got these contrived things. Well, if you do the best you can, oh, you just live this way, you'll be fine. No. It's of God. He's the one that gives the way of salvation in His Word. And so, it's a choice to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. In Ezekiel 33, and verse 11, He says, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. Then in Revelation 4:11, it says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. All things are created for His pleasure. And we saw that He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So going to hell is not glory to Him. And that is why Satan works so hard to keep people from salvation. And one is the Calvinistic doctrine that you may be predestined to hell, or you could be predestined to heaven. Isn't it interesting? You can use a scripture to show a person who is a Calvinist. Did you get saved? Did you? Oh, yes. So you admit that scripture shows that you are saved? Oh, yeah. Okay, do you have a scripture there that will show you how, you know, you're elected, but I'm not? They can't give that scripture because it's not there. They ought to be able to know by the same scripture, somebody is elected and somebody is not. They can't. The blood of Christ was shed for every sin you or I ever have or ever will commit 2,000 years ago. But it is not applied to your account until you receive him by repentance and faith. It was shed for all your sin, even if you refuse to be saved, it was shed for you. That simply means you didn't receive him as Savior. Shed, but not applied to your account. Not Christ. It's not his fault. It's your fault. Election was before the foundation of the world. But it is not applied, just like the blood, to your account until you receive him. If you don't receive him, that's your fault. The election means to be son placed. When you receive Christ, you were son placed. That moment you became elected. This tells us of our great responsibility as Christians to witness the gospel, to give out tracts, and to seek to turn souls to righteousness. The lost better receive it now before it is eternally too late. Well, I want to thank that listener for that good question. And what a help that is. What a blessing it is. Now we have one more question here. And this one is kind of a long question, so I'll spend some time on it. Dear Pastor Bloom, Sunday school is taught by our pastor's wife. Now, this one is an email from another state. We started studying the characters of the Bible. She has Adam and Eve on the map, but they teach Adam and Eve were just God's creation at the beginning. She said Abraham was the first Jew. I know what God gave me to say. However, I'm not sure why this is important that we acknowledge why Adam and Eve were both Jewish. Well, she goes on to add, this may be in some Sunday school lessons that I have forgotten. So, here is my answer. As far as a nation is concerned, Jacob, who is called Israel, would be, in a sense, the first Jew. However, we must remember that the same Jew, or should I say the name Jew, did not come at first. They were Israelites, the children of Israel.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.